Billy commented on that you've been making mucklucks for sale. And would you tell me again what you said about your father, your sale to certain people?
Well, my grandpa, my mother's uncle, that was from Chennai, he used to tell me not to make a bottom for people, especially for Chennai people. He told me that not to make any more, because he noticed that one time old woman died, and then they put those mucklucks up and made a bottom for her to let her on.
That one is in the burial.
Yeah. That's why you will get the rotten teeth. You will have rotten teeth, I know. And he told me not to make any more.
What was your uncle's name?
Ulohang.
From Shunmak.
From Shunmak, my mother's uncle. That's old timers, my old uncle. When a man pulls his teeth out, they have to wrap it on a little piece of meat and then give it to the dog.
Oh, really?
So they have a strong teeth.
So the dog would?
And the dog eats on it right away.
What was the purpose now?
Well,
what was the reason you just gave?
So they have a strong teeth. Maybe.
You mean the person?
Yeah.
The person who had the
good... Yeah. Pull through.
Yeah, to protect him, to strengthen his teeth.
So they will have a strong...
See, is that a North Hat custom?
Yes, North Hat.
Upper North Hat?
Yeah.
Bella, I'd ask you about thieving and any customs or practices that could become when an infant is getting new teeth.
Mm-hmm. I know that for sure, because my dad made a cedar out of wood, carved carefully for my teeth. They use it. It's like round circle, and one just like a bow. Put a little hose on the edges.
See, what was the shape of this thing? What
it's like a ring.
Like a ring.
Big ring. Yeah.
Oh, right. What kind of wood was it made out of?
Tree.
Regular spruce wood.
Yeah. Dry and tough.
Dry.
Yeah.
From any special part of the tree, or just a good piece of wood, you mean?
Just a tree, yeah, a piece of wood. And one straight one. Straight thing. And make a hole on the edges to hold.
Oh, I see. For so they could hold it with their hand. And have in the ring part that they put in their mouth.
The other one.
Oh, they're two different shapes.
Yeah.
One is round, one is circle, or ring, and the other one is a straighter
shape. Yeah.
How big the diameter, say, or how big are
the straight one was just about 6 inches.
Long?
Yeah, 6 inches long.
Was it somewhat flat or round?
Not too much flat.
More round?
Yeah, more round. But it's kind of flat, not really round.
The plain wood, it was nothing done to it.
Mm-hmm. And that round one, just about cover it of peanut.
The size. Adela, we mentioned mouth and teeth. Could you mention what they did to treat a congested nose, stopped up nose?
Steroids, real clear steroids, not real old ones, fresh steroids. And when it's really blocked, you drop a steroid onto its blade, get it run way inside and let it go through the mouth.
Oh.
And take the cold out easy.
Would this, if you, how would the person sitting or lying down? Lying down.
Mm-hmm.
Would if you pour it, what kind of oil? Was it warm or cold? Or?
Warm.
Warm oil.
Mm-hmm. Even when the baby's got erect, they're using it right now, even.
They do?
Yes,
okay.
A fever.
It's relieve a. Mm-hmm. Do they put it in the nose or in the ear?
Mm-hmm.
Would they put it in for earache? Would they put it in the nose?
Yes.
They treat
yes.
Earache.
Earache.
They put it in the nose.
No. When they got earache, they use earlobe for the eardrop.
In the ear. Put it in the ear, outer ear.
Yeah.
Let it run in.
Yeah. And then when the baby's nose cut and a sore zone around here, they use it for ointment material.
You know, cold sores or something what you mean around the nostril or other parts.
I'm using it myself too one time.
Does it help?
Each help lasts. It takes all the thing off of the nostrils out.
Yeah.
And when you can't smell nothing, you could use it too. Because when you get a strong cold, the nose on block.
Yeah.
Can't smell nothing. Can't smell what you eat. And when you drop your nose inside, it clears out clean and it helps me.
Yeah, could you tell me the treatment for sore throat in times past?
The old timers used to use when they got the sore throat, and for the other people got the sore throat when they knew it. They used it with an old sock, dirty sock, wrapped it on his throat, and keep it for a long time. It helps too. They used to be fast.
Della, can you tell me what the treatment was for an obstruction in the throat in the old age, if something was stuck in a person's throat?
They had that they used to happen that for them, for the old family. When a person gets something stuck on his throat, they used to use a needle from the lake of a terrible bad part of his lake. They do it hard.
Would this be dried or fresh? You know?
It's fresh, I mean dried.
Dried. You know.
Dried. So they used to hold it on the grass. And this one here, the sinew head for to put the needle on.
Yeah.
They do it, make it soft. Hammer first, quick as they could.
Break up the fibers.
Yes, and then do it, make it soft. And when it gets wet, really wet, they let it swallow it. Way down.
How big a piece?
From the whole sinew.
That main sinew in the lower leg.
Uh-huh. They let him swallow.
Would that be from the hoof of the animal up to the first joint?
Yeah.
Up
yes.
The hoof?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The main one.
Uh-huh. And then let him swallow it and pull it. Cut. Ask this person is off, then it's not, they let him swallow it more.
Or are they holding on to
it? They're holding it to the edge,
Oh, I see. Yeah. They still have the one end of it.
Yeah.
And they're letting him hold the strong end of it.
Mm-hmm. And let him throttle it. And then pull it back. Took it out. Always took it out the bone of a fish, a halibut.
Mm-hmm.
And even a bone. A bone animal bone. And the kind of a thing. They use that one. Fancy all the time.
But when they took the fin out, they had this dried leg, lower leg fin out.
Yeah.
And they powdered the one end of it. Would that be the upper end? Because they powdered it as a matter.
Yes.
Would it be the upper end of the fin out, or would it matter which end they pound?
Yeah.
Which end would it be?
That one that goes up to the knee.
Yeah. And they would separate that part so it could be seated, and they would seat it there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let him fall and then
pull out the
bone, fish bone, or animal bone.
Mm-hmm.
What would they do in the case of a child who, say, was too excited or weak to swallow, or was too small?
Small fish. They use small fish.
Well, suppose it was an infant.
When they can't see it.
Yeah.
When they see it right on the throat, they used to pull it.
Reach into the child's mouth.
But if they, when they notice it, when they notice it, when the child swallows something, because you could notice it at that cup.
Yeah.
So. Then they, the mother used to do that kind of, even not but half of it, not whole thing, split it, and then do it, same thing.
This would be then in the food passage, not in the wind passage.
Yeah.
This would be the food passage.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose that they had a problem with the wind passage, that is where something had fallen into that part, not in the food, but in the air breathing part, then what would they do?
They just let him bow down, hold his head straight, and knock on the back.
Upper back.
Upper back between shoulders. Right, not on the neck, right, but on the, over there.
Yeah.
Between shoulders.
What's the S more for that region?
Well,
Well, how about a small, even infant or a small baby, would they do it the same way?
But they have to hold his mouth, though. Open his mouth, speak or something, and for the test.
Yeah.
Let him bow down, let somebody
hold his head.
Yeah, hold the head and open his mouth, put something on his feet, on the jaw. Leave it open and then same thing, but you have to use your hand.
Have you ever done this for them?
I do that too many times.
Your own children?
Not to my own children,
I mean,
for the other.
Because they're
God. But one time at Shishali, while we were busy working, hard work, on animals. When the lady come to me running, so excited, and she tell me from way ahead, there's one little girl, swallow marble.
Choking.
Yeah. Then I go over and just let him just squeeze it. Open his mouth, her grandma holds her head, and then quickly lift it.